let us take a nice stretch. Get that body, get the kinks out so that we can spend a few moments going deep into the present moment in our minds. So once you've got your body nice and comfy, back is straight, but comfortably so, and feet should be on the floor if we're going to do our breathing so that nothing is crossed or cutting off circulation. And gently let your eyes close. And let's begin with our breath. So, blow out all the stale, dead air. Just get it all out. And then begin that inhalation, filling from the bottom up like an empty vase. So puff the belly out, let the ribs expand all the way up to the collarbone. And then hold that breath. 1, 2, 3. And then release slowly, evenly, top down. Collarbone, let the ribs go in and push the belly in. Okay, second round. Breathing in, filling up, 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 all the way up. And holding, holding. And again, release, 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 release. Get it all out. And one more. Breathing in, let the belly pop out. Lift those ribs, expand upward. Filling up and holding, holding, holding. And again, releasing. Let those shoulders drop. Let the jaw be easy. Let the body be totally relaxed. And now the mind can focus in. So we're here in this moment. We've left all our concerns, troubles, cares outside the door, and we are here in this moment. And this is a wonderful place to be, because this is the place where we connect with our calm and creativity. This is the place where, once we've set aside all the little petty concerns that will change and shift from moment to moment as we go through our day, we just leave them go. Bringing calm to the mind so that our creativity can flow, so that we can open ourselves to that which has been sitting there, dormant, just waiting to be heard. Our creativity doesn't come from outside someplace. It's always been there. It's always been a part of us. But it cannot be heard in the craziness, the cries and shouts and carrying on of the noisy monkey mind that is basically where we live. Until we can bring ourselves into this calm place, we will not realize that creativity that is always been present. So as we go within, what we're really doing is opening, expanding our consciousness, so that we are able to experience more of our true self, of the self that we often pay no attention to during the day. We might get slight promptings that say, oh, you could do this, or why don't you go here, or wow, here's a great idea. And we kind of poo-poo it. We say, no, I can't do that. And we just push it out the door. But when we practice this concentration, this deep relaxation on a regular, hopefully daily basis, we begin to get in touch with those thoughts, and they'll keep coming back because they've been there and they want to be noticed. They want to be paid attention to. And so we hear them over and over again until finally we say, yes, I can do that. Yes, that is a great idea. And then we can move forward, and we listen to that still, small voice that is the voice of creativity in us. We listen, and we hear the steps we need to take to get to that goal. Because we do nothing on our own. Nothing. Our ego says, oh, you have to go it alone. But in truth, when we connect with that creative voice within us, we are connecting with something much bigger than just our little physical self. And that is a beautiful thing. So let's spend the next couple of moments practicing the listening to that inner voice of creativity that wants so much to be heard. Yes, come on back. Ah, how wonderful that feels. And hopefully you've heard something of value, something meaningful, something helpful to you in your process, in your travels through this experience we call life. It may have been something seemingly very small, or it might have been a revelation, but in any, whatever form it takes, hear it, acknowledge it, and let it inform you so that you can appreciate the gift that you have within your own self. So, let's take one more slow, deep breath in. And as we let that breath go, we can open our eyes, we're relaxed, and we're ready for whatever comes next.